Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today, you know him, you love him, John Sosis.
I'm here.
You're here. You're always here.
I'm literally always here.
You're always here. You live here. You live in the back room.
Basically. I might as well.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I love that for you.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Uh-huh. You know?
What I make you watch.
I hate you for this.
Oh, I'm so happy about this.
I hate you.
Nothing made me happier than seeing your text that you...
We watched Human Centipede.
First sequence. We need to let the audience know that there are two more coming.
No, this is the only one. I'm not watching any more. This is it.
Oh, it gets better. There's 12 and then there's 500. Yeah, it's great.
No,
I'm gonna do it.
I learned, so this is what I learned about myself. I love horror, and I can handle a lot. But when it comes to medical stuff, specifically, it's not supernatural. It's just a fucked up human with a medical degree just butchering people and fucking with human nature. And literally, the whole time, I was nauseous. I couldn't eat 3 hours after I watched this movie. It was bad.
So you're anti-science is what you're saying.
Yes, I hate science.
Well, you reviewed Terrifier 2 and Terrifier 1, which I'm sure you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a chainsaw and splits a girl from vagina to head.
That's the only part I remember.
That was fine.
I blacked the majority of that movie out.
Okay.
And this movie, I was trying not to throw up.
I mean, it was pretty fantastic.
So,
I mean, could we just start with fun facts? Because these are two of my favorite.
Let me get into the log line.
Oh, boy.
A mad scientist kidnaps and mutilates a trio of tourists in order to reassemble them into a human centipede, creating by stitching their mouths to each other's rectums.
That's accurate.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is on IMDb.
Yeah. So, no, that's inaccurate. So... the first trivia fact that I love, director Tom Six showed a drawing of the human centipede to all actresses who showed up in casting. Many actresses walked out in disgust after discovering what the role actually entailed.
Yep, and the director also contacted a real surgeon for the human centipede design. This is why the film has a tagline that says 100% medically accurate.
That's correct.
Which is not true.
Again, you're leaning on the side of anti-science.
Science isn't real.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because there's a little bit of an age difference between us. Were you around when the movie, were you aware of the movie when it first came out?
Yes, I've always known of it. It's like been this like elusive thing.
That you've never seen.
Centipede. I've had no interest in seeing it.
Really? You weren't at least a little bit curious?
I got the gist. It's pretty, the log line says it all.
The poster's pretty good.
The log line says it all. You don't really need to get more into it,
I mean,
that's...
The appeal to me was less about the ass to mouth aspect.
Okay.
The aspect, as you may know it as. Okay. It was more of like the same thing that blew up Terrifier 2, which was people were throwing up and walking out of theaters.
Yeah.
And it was an IFC film, so it was showing in a few theaters. Unlike Terrifier 2, it did not expand theaters as the news got out. It actually was taken out of theaters completely,
which was
not streaming in many places.
I
had to watch it on the internet. That was my first like stolen movie on the internet because there was just nowhere to watch it.
Terrifier 2 versus Human Centipede is interesting. It's a different type. Like Terrifier is like more blood and guts gore, where Human Centipede is just like terrifying that this could happen to anybody if you get kidnapped, and like the scene where like the middle Jesus Christ, the middle girl in the trio, and he's like, oh, let's see, and he's poking her like,
well, she had an infection.
And there's, like, pus oozing out. Like,
he's a doctor. You can't not treat that.
He's a doctor. Just because he's a doctor, we're going to believe him. Oh, my God. He's terrifying.
But you can't not treat that.
They said, oh, do you live here with your wife? And he said, no, I don't like human contact. Bye. Yeah. Get out of there.
Well, okay. If we're going to play that game, we have to go to the very beginning because their car gets stuck in the rain. And before you know it, they're in the middle of the woods.
Yep.
So, and my rule is, like, if there's a paved path, you never leave that paved path,
ever.
Yeah, you
stay on the paved path.
You stay there forever. I don't care how far you're walking, you stay on the paved path.
It's like an American Werewolf in London. They're like, stay on the paved path, and they immediately go off, and then you get attacked by
that's
a wolf.
That's the trouble. Okay.
Or so try to human centipede.
You have to also appreciate the doctor's, his drive, right? Because he captures these girls, he finally gets them, he drugs them, he gets them strapped to the beds.
Yeah.
There's a guy there. He already had, he collected one Pokemon, he was looking for two more, and it turns out the one that he had didn't match the two that he just captured.
Why? Because he was bigger?
Well, there probably has to be some kind of medical, like a donor, like Selena Gomez and her ex-best friend who gave her a kidney. We won't talk about that. She gave her a kidney and they're not friends anymore.
It's the same thing.
But there needs to be a match. So
it's interesting, though, because when he was... Also, let's... Okay, so... They go up to the door and they're like, hey... And then he's like, do you want something to drink? The first thing I always say is no. Anyone offers me a drink, I immediately say no. Not because I don't want to inconvenience anyone. Now I know it's a fight or flight thing. I'm going to survive in a horror film because there's always something in the drink. Always.
Forget it. I would even go to say you don't take a drink from anybody at the Comedy Store and you don't put your drink down.
No, you don't.
This whole building, this landmark... You don't put your drink down here.
Just hold it. Yeah.
You end up ass to mouth with someone if you put your drink down at the Comedy Store.
It.
No. So, yeah. I mean, that is a red flag. He did want to offer them a drink very quickly.
And then the one girl, like, down the water, the other girls drank, like, maybe a sip or two. And then she starts throwing up. The other one passed out. I'm like, what? But it's affecting, all of a sudden she's like, I can't feel my legs. I'm like, you barely drank anything. It wouldn't have that big of an effect on you. Because it's, I don't know, I've never been roofied.
You don't think that part was medically accurate?
I don't think that was medically accurate. If they're
that specific
medically
part,
accurate,
the ass to mouth was accurate.
That was like really accurate, but everything else, no.
Questionable, fair.
Oh God, it's.
Well, he said he tried it with dogs, so then.
Yeah, they're like my beloved dog, oh God.
They wake up, they're on beds, and the guy that's already been there, he's just been hanging out waiting for two more people. Now the doctor has the two people. The problem is, this guy doesn't match, so he has to kill the guy.
Yeah.
But he's still got 2/3 of what he needs. So he's getting there.
And then they get another guy who.
Doesn't speak English.
Doesn't speak English, which, okay.
He was annoying. Screaming. He was so annoying.
But seriously, though, do you think they put him in front because he could not speak English? So they couldn't understand him and he couldn't call for help?
Well, we know this is a fun game of, like, Clue, using, like, different things to figure out why certain people got their spots. We know why the middle girl got her spot.
Okay, also, how insulting is it to be like, you're the middle? Like,
well, she tried to escape. What are you supposed to do? Reward her?
I feel like that's like a good insult. Like, you'd be the middle in a human centipede. That's the energy you give off.
Well, that's not why he did it.
That's like, now I'm thinking like, now if I'm like, you know, out at a bar and some guy's hitting on me, I'll be like, you give me middle human centipede vibes.
If you watch full sequence, you'll see it's even worse in how he picks people.
Didn't he die?
One of them's pregnant.
Oh my God.
I don't want to spoil it, but in full sequence, the story, it's meta. The human centipede is a movie in the human centipede full sequence. Oh, a fan of the movie creates a human centipede, and it's in black and white. So there's a lot of intense stuff going on.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So let's get back to the first one, the good one, as they say. They get this guy. So, and I've seen the movie before. I know how it ends. And there's still a part of me in that scene where he's explaining the medical procedure. And that's what scares me in horror movies. People screaming and crying, like when they're good actresses and you feel for them. And like, when the one says, I want my mom, I'm like, oh God, this is rough. Like, that's where I start feeling bad. But when he's explaining it and they're all screaming, one of them escapes.
Yeah.
And when she escapes, I'm like,
she rips the thing. And I went, ow, I hate needles. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah. And when she escapes, I genuinely thought, okay, thank God this is how, like, this is the direction we're heading in. There's no way he's going to do it. I've seen this movie a few times now, and I'm still in the mindset of there's no way he's going to do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to create it. It can't be an ass to mouth centipede. What are we doing? Yeah. Oh boy, he catches her. I don't know why she didn't drown herself, to be honest.
She should have. I would have killed myself.
Yeah.
But then
she was begging. She was begging him to kill her.
Because she'd probably be like, oh, because my friend's there and da da da.
No, she wanted to die and he just wouldn't.
I don't even know if I said this, so tell me if I did because I literally forget. I didn't say it. When they were, you know, at the table or when they were, you know, taking the drugged water. He was like, are you two related? Would that have been like a no-go? Like, oh, they're siblings. I can't go ass to mouth. I can't. Is that like a line? You're like, oh, yeah, we're related. How are we related? We are siblings.
No, that would have been even better for him. Because that like I said, he needed three people that matched.
Matched what?
Probably blood type.
So it didn't
create a disease.
Are they all Capricorns? Like, what's their sign?
I mean, that's a very LA thing to ask. What is your sign before I stitch your mouth to her ass?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, he needed matches, and he finally got the three amigos, and he put them together.
Three amigos.
Well, the middle girl, she tried to escape. She didn't drown herself in the pool. He caught her. He caught her. He said, you're going to be the middle. And the reason you don't want to be the middle, obviously, is because now you're getting carved up in two places. So, like, the person in the front of the centipede only gets their butthole cut up.
Yeah.
Person in the back only gets their face cut up. Person in the middle, two-sided holes. All your holes getting cut up.
But also, their kneecaps?
Well, because you don't want them to be able to stand and run. No, he removed bones from their kneecaps that allow them to stand up.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I just was like, I just heard kneecap. Like, just.
Oh, no,
he wanted
them to have to permanently stay on all fours. They could not push themselves up now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, otherwise you would have you would have a triple horse.
How would they run?
Yeah.
How would they run if they could stand up?
Well, you've seen those two-person horse suits. It would be like that.
No, because there's three of them, and then they'd have
I'm just saying it would be like a camel in a way. Maybe I've never seen a camel.
I don't think you've ever seen a camel. I don't think you've ever seen a camel.
So that happened. And then you start to see the dark comedy aspect of it because he takes them outside. He puts a newspaper in the front, in we'll call them one, two, and three, in one's mouth and then makes them try to walk like dogs and fetch. Like, that's the dark comedy aspect where you start to laugh, but then you remember, wait, they're ass to mouth.
When they started feeding the first one, and he's like, I have to shit.
Yeah.
I literally,
I mean,
I could not.
That was the first bowel movement.
I could not look at the screen.
Well, that's a fun fact. That first bowel movement only took one take.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't take more. That was.
I imagine that was in the contract.
I believed it.
Well, what's gross is you could see the stitches weren't like.
Oh,
it was
God.
Supposed to be imperfect. He's a doctor, but he's not a very good one. So, like, as one is taking a shit, it's like coming out of number two's mouth through the stitches. Medically accurate. What can we say? I'm not a surgeon. I can't argue it.
Wait, so you're telling me the doctor survives?
The doctor does not survive. The doctor gets shot in the head. Did you not watch to the end?
No, I did. But like the doctor comes back in two.
Well, because in two, they're all actors.
Okay.
Like in the second one is meta. The second one is fans of the first one.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in two, they come back as actors. And two is mostly shot in black and white. The whole thing is bizarre. The third one takes place in a prison. 500 people ass to mouth. It's fantastic.
500?
Yeah. Have you ever been to a Harry Styles show? You can't get 500 people to do anything.
That's
500 people ass to mouth is a fucking medical miracle.
It is, but also, who came up with this? Who's like, I have a good idea for a movie. Hear me out, kids. What if we did this?
Wait. We'll get to that in a second after I read this fun fact.
Okay.
When approaching investors prior to filming, the filmmakers told them they wanted to make an international horror film that involves stitching people together, but did not mention how exactly they would be stitched, fearing the mouth-to-anus aspect would put off the investors.
Yeah.
Can I pitch you the movie?
Yes.
Let's see how you would handle it.
Okay.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I wanted to just come in and present you this idea that I had.
Okay.
It's called The Human Centipede.
Okay, interesting. It's
medically accurate. We're talking to the best doctors and surgeons in the world. We think it's going to be a fantastic look into weird science, which we know exists. There's some weird stuff that went on during the Holocaust and other points in history, and this is a weird look into it, where we're going to stitch people together and study how they operate as a unit once joined together. So there are conjoined twins that get separated. We're going to create conjoined humans.
Okay.
And it's going to be a dark comedy.
Okay.
I mean, is that something you think you might invest? International, so that's big money. We're going to be in all the markets. China, probably not China.
Okay.
They probably won't allow us to put this out there because, you know, China.
For sure, yeah.
Any questions?
Security, FBI is on the way. So if you,
I don't understand. I don't understand what's wrong.
You could just hang out in.
Wait,
this
room. Let me get to the best part. Let me tell you how I'm going to stitch them together.
Oh, how are you going to stitch them together?
I think maybe a misunderstanding.
Okay.
Like we want to make sure that it's fun for people to watch.
Oh, that's fun.
We're not going to stitch them like their sides or like back to back.
Oh, because like a normal thing. Yeah.
No,
okay. What?
We want to. We're going to do ass to mouth.
Okay. You lost me.
You're not going to see the ass. There will be no buttholes in this movie. I just want to make it clear. This will not be NC-17. It might be NC-17. You won't see any buttholes. You're going to see some tits. No buttholes.
No, you don't see tits. They don't show them.
A nipple might slip out.
Which, I'm surprised that they didn't show tits.
They did a very good job at hiding the tits.
It was like their arms were like placed. Yeah, and they literally. I'm like, what?
But they were most likely naked then.
Oh, 100%. What is this rating on this film?
I'm going to guess unrated because Siskel and Ebert would not even review it.
R.
No, I think it's unrated.
No, it's R.
It is? Oh, wow. Really?
Also.
Well, technically, they don't show much. There's no sex. There's no nipple. It's just a weird concept. So, as I was saying, would you like to invest in my film? Ass to mouth, only three people. We'll talk about the sequel on another day.
You know what? Thank you so much for the offer. but we're going to bring you to a padded facility and actually euthanize you.
Is that where we could shoot?
At Claire's, yes. We're going to go to Claire's, okay. And we're going to be euthanized at Claire's because this is...
Claire's the accessory store?
Correct. You're
is
done.
That what goes on there now?
You're done. Yep, they don't do ear piercings anymore.
This is what
anymore.
Happens when you become pro-life.
That's...
We have to start doing abortions and euthanasia.
At Claire's. That's where you got to go. That's where you go. You get cute earrings. You get friendship bracelets.
And you get put down.
And yes, that's it. That's all you get. So you get to decide what you want. But we're going to go there.
So you really didn't like the movie?
No, absolutely.
We broke Katie.
I almost threw up. And I really, like, there's some scene, like, I literally couldn't watch.
Did
like,
you watch it alone or with Cersei?
I watched it alone.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Cersei refused to watch it.
Really?
She was like.
Well, you know what? It'll hurt her image. She does an iCarly podcast.
Yeah, no, she doesn't care.
If Miranda finds out she's watching ass-to-mouth movies.
She told me to turkey base myself and that she was going to do that. So absolutely, she doesn't give a flying fuck. But no, she hates this movie.
I don't understand why. It doesn't sound any worse than Thanksgiving. I'm glad we followed up Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving with this episode. This is a great return episode after the holiday.
I was like, what movies are about food?
You knew what it was about going into it. Did it live up to your, did you think it was going to be as good or bad as it was?
I didn't know what to expect. I had no idea. I've never seen a clip from it.
But you knew what it was. You knew it was ass to mouth.
I knew what it was. I knew it was ass to mouth. I've heard of people talk about it. I've never seen it. I've never read on it. I just was like, this is just this movie. I don't want to see it. It's like one of those that you're like, maybe one day I'll watch it once and then I'll never see it again. And this was that time.
You don't think in like a few days when it's not as raw, you're going to appreciate it?
Absolutely.
Really?
No. I hate
that's
it.
Unfortunate.
The actors, well, first of all, the female actors sucked.
I thought their screaming was
they
pretty
were
good.
Terrible. No, they were terrible.
Okay.
The best actor, honestly, probably was the doctor because I hated him. His face, which he probably didn't even do anything to his face.
No,
he just
German.
Screams. Yeah, he just screams German and evil and oh my God.
Okay, so we were talking about Damien and like you potentially like if he wanted to kill you in Terrifier 2.
Damien Leone.
Yeah.
Yes.
If Nikki Sixx comes over and he's like, hey, we're gonna reboot Human Centipede.
Oh God.
This is Katie. Like, look at all the big stars that have come from ridiculous horror movies. You have Johnny Depp, Nightmare Before Christmas, Nightmare on Elm Street. Jennifer Aniston was in Leprechaun. Look at all these names. They're the biggest stars in the world. Literally two of the biggest stars in the world. We want you to be... You could pick your position on the Human Centipede. We want you to be in the Human Centipede. We can give you... It's still going to be low budget. We could give you $600,000.
I think I would go back to school and become a teacher.
See, and now I've just lost respect for you as a business person.
Yep, I can't. I never said I was a business person.
Adam was talking about that game with Wolf Cop, where it's like, yeah, maybe for $1 million I'd fuck a wolf. I'm all about that game where it's like, I guess in high school that was the game. It was always like, would you suck a dick for $1 million? And I'd be like, for $1 million? Yeah. For $1 million, yes. If the money's in my bank account, yeah. I'm not gay. I'm a business person. So like that's the way I look
at this.
That's
fine. I have to live with that. I'm nauseous even thinking about
it. But have you even seen the behind the scenes and how it was done?
No,
wait. Are you under the impression that people were literally ass to mouth?
No, this is a movie. I know
this was makeup.
Real.
They were wearing underwear underneath it.
Okay. Real. But it's still gross enough to make me nauseous.
For $600,000, you would not act ass to mouth in a non-porno horror movie.
Did I stutter? No.
Not this time.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, let's say it's $10 million. You decide I'm going to do it. Which position do you want? You're the biggest star on set, and they're like, you get to pick your spot in the centipede.
I guess the centipede. Front. Probably the front.
Yeah, that has to be it. That has to be it.
They just wouldn't get a mouthful of farts the whole time.
It would be true.
I do shit a lot. Oh, no. Oh, they'd be fucked. Oh, I'd be the worst person in a human centipede. Oh, my God.
Well, you'd be the worst front.
Oh, yeah.
It would probably be a never-ending machine.
They'd be like, God, put a fucking diaper on that thing. Good God. Just coming in. Wait, I didn't watch the pooping, because I was like, I can't.
Well,
watch
yeah.
That.
Did
it ever come out the third?
I don't think we see it come out the third.
Okay.
But we do, like, that's how the digestive system works. Like, that was the whole plan.
Because wouldn't they throw up?
Yeah, that's why when it went through into the first girl's mouth, it was coming out. She couldn't. She was trying not to swallow it, and she had no choice. But that was the only way she was going to get any kind of food.
I hate this movie.
But also, let's talk about the end.
No.
Like, do you remember the end?
I don't know. Tell me. Do I? I don't even know if I remember anything now.
Big house.
Big house.
Everyone's dead.
Oh, yes.
Except the middle. The guy died. The end died. The girl in the middle is the only thing that's left alive. In the whole house. And that's how the movie ends. The camera lifts up above the house, and you just hear her crying because she's the only one alive, and she's stuck. She was like the smaller of the two girls. There's no way she's moving those two bodies.
She's going to die like that.
But we also have to, like, it doesn't seem like this movie took place over a long period of time. I have to imagine if they wanted to, it would have hurt, but they could have pulled their face out of the stitches.
Oh, for sure. It would have, like...
Their hands were still free.
Yeah.
She could, like, they didn't try hard enough.
God, they were cowards. What?
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, that guy, he was creepy. He would come out with needles and shit and had,
he did,
like,
have a lot of needles for a guy who...
And I don't... He got a lot of... Had a full fucking hospital and, like, operating room in his house.
So you're rating this a 10?
No, I'm reading it of throw up and get the fuck out. out of 10.
I can't believe that you, like, couldn't appreciate the insanity of it.
I can appreciate the insanity.
You did
don't
not like it at all.
I did not like it.
You're rating it lower than Wolf Cop.
Yes, I'm rating it lower than Wolf Cop.
That's
I would rather
insane.
Have watched Wolf Cop
That's
than
fucking
Human
insane.
Centipede. It was shot well. I can give you that.
I would hope so.
Should I give you that? I guess I'll give you that.
Is
sure.
that in your notes?
No, I'll give you the editing was fine. You know.
So the only thing you didn't like is the actual story and actors.
Correct.
Everything else was great.
Everything else was fine. Sure. Yeah.
That's so upsetting.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I think you're looking at it too seriously.
Yeah, I have to. Out of 10, what do you think?
7 ass to mouths.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you have to look at the absurdity of it. I'm not saying it. I've kind of said it a few times.
You support.
I've said it a few times. I do
doctor,
support. Yeah.
You support what he's doing for
I'm
the
not
world.
Looking at it as a documentary.
He's, you know, reinventing, like, the endangered animals he's helping.
I'm pro-science.
Okay.
The only way we're going to find out if the digestive system works like that is to try it out. And he did. And it did. Well, kind of. Woman on the end. Actually, the woman on the end died because she just wasn't getting any, like, nutrients.
Yeah,
because
the other girl wasn't swallowing it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Embarrassing way to die.
I mean, I think the whole thing would be embarrassing. Could you imagine when they find the bodies, whoever finds the bodies, and is like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? And, like, you get that call, like... Hey, it's the police. We're calling to inform you that your daughter, whatever, Amy, Sarah, probably Sarah, she's dead. Oh, how did she die? So you're not gonna believe this.
I think you need to come down to the station, identify the body.
Yeah, she's. So have you ever seen a centipede before?
How much money do you have in reserve for a big casket?
It's, honestly, just dig a hole in the ground. We'll do like one of those mass graves.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. We don't know the first guy's name.
We don't even have an ambulance to put them in.
Yeah, So she's kind of still alive because she's in the middle. The middle? What do you mean? Well,
How do I say this?
She's a centipede. If you know, she's like a, like, asked him, you know. Like, how the fuck would you react to that? How would you expect? I don't know.
But what about her modeling career? Well, I think that's over, ma'am.
No, yeah, her modeling career is done. Her face is fucked up. Her ass is fucked up. She's dead.
There's no chance there's anywhere on OnlyFans for her.
Yeah, no, she's gone. All of her teeth are gone.
Yeah. Are they? All of them?
Yeah, they ripped out. He said he ripped out.
He ripped out the molars.
I thought he ripped out all the teeth.
No, that would be crazy.
Oh, okay. What absurd. He's. You know what? I crossed the line. You're right. Ass to mouth, that was it. But like, all the teeth? Crazy. I thought they would just swallow the poop hole. Nope.
Listen, science is science. I give it a 7. You give it a 10. I think we're good.
Yep.
Until next time,
absolutely,
I guess.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. FYE sends us a human centipede candle.
Oh, no. What does that smell like?
Humans.
Shit in blood.
Shit in blood. Don't, FYE, please don't. Unless, no, don't. No, don't. But, John, thank you for being here. You rock. You're always here, but we appreciate you. And thank you to our sponsor, FYE, for all you do. You're amazing. We love you. You can check them out in store or online at FYE.com. And, guys, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. You can follow us on Instagram at horroratthestore, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.